Matthew Lang, and I'm a business consultant with Compeer Financial.
Matt, I want to ask you about a recent article that you wrote that has to do with increasing cash flow on the farm. You listed five things to keep in mind. So if it's best to kind of go point by point or however you want to handle that, but I'd like to hear your thoughts on the subject.
Sure. Yeah, cash flow is obviously a critically important aspect of farm financial management, just to make sure that we're keeping up with bill paying and other activities on the farm. There's really five areas that I recommend producers or farmers evaluate or routinely look at. The first would really be, constantly monitoring the checkbook balance. I think, just understanding how cash flows affect the checkbook are really important. What bills tend to take up a greater portion of the checkbook balance, as well as the timing of when those bills are due. A lot of times there's opportunities for producers to have some cash discounts by paying bills a little bit sooner. But a lot of times some farmers don't recognize that or don't take advantage of those opportunities. So it's a combination of using their checkbook as well as an operating loan to be able to take advantage of that that opportunity to save on some expenses. Another option for producers to look at, or a second area, would be their operating loan balance or what they have available to them. If they notice through the first angle of looking at their checkbook that they're bleeding, say, $15,000 cash each month, they can then go to the next step and say, okay, how much do I have available in my operating loan that I could potentially pull from? If they only have, say, $60,000 available on their operating line, well, then a very quick assumption or quick analysis would say, that would carry them for another 4 months before they're effectively out of any operating capital to work from. So I think it's really important that they match up with what their checkbook balance is with where their operating loan availability is at.
And Matt, I'll jump in. You talked about working capital, and many farmers, unfortunately, have seen that capital eroding. So as you see another year where margins are very tight, there's probably less flexibility to work with.
That's absolutely right. The working capital is kind of the lifeblood of the operation. Generally, for dairy operations, we look at about $400 to $600 of working capital per cow. That means, we're taking our current assets minus our current liabilities and dividing over the number of cows that we have. And a lot of operations have had strong working capital coming out of 2014, but subsequently have really burned through a lot of that. It's really important for producers to look at ways to mitigate any additional costs throughout the year, continually looking at reducing cost of production. I think we're at a stage right now in the markets where we really have to ask the question, what can we live without, and try to make those efforts to reduce those expenses as much as possible. Most producers, most farmers on the dairy side are sitting on good feed inventories, so that helps working capital. But it's really important that we look at ways to get that working capital back to $400 per cow, and it may involve having a conversation with our lender to help out on that side. It may even mean taking some more unconventional or more drastic approaches, say liquidating some assets. Maybe there's a parcel of land that's wooded and we don't really use it very much. It's not a productive asset necessarily. Maybe it's time to look at selling that. Maybe there's one less skid loader that we can have to manage or have to use. We could sell that or trade it in. Maybe there's another tractor that we can look at selling, or other pieces of equipment. It may even mean selling some farmland. And I know that's a difficult decision for farmers to make. But if it ultimately improves the working capital availability for that business and maybe even reduces debt, that may be the best decision for some farming operations.
What would be another consideration for increasing cash flow?
Yeah, I think some other considerations besides looking at cash discounts that are available, as well as looking at ways of reducing cost of production, is making sure that we're maximizing the full potential of our operation. On the dairy side, it may mean moving dry cows to another facility and then using that space that was created and maybe putting additional milk cows in there so we can achieve full maximum capacity of our parlor and of our facilities. On the grain side, it may mean thinking a little bit more creatively. If we're showing negative margins on corn acres, we may be looking to grow maybe some more soybean acres, or I've had a number of producers get in contact with some vegetable processors and are going to grow vegetable acres this year. That allows them to cash flow a little bit better, especially on the input side. In very extreme cases, we may have to tell a landlord that we just simply cannot rent acres this year. That's a very difficult thing to do, but there are a lot of farming operations where I see that we're running land and our yield and the respective price of corn, and then you add in the land rent, shows negative margin. Well, if that's the case, we maybe really need to take a look at not running as much ground as maybe we have in the past.
Yeah, some difficult decisions, and it's interesting when you brought up maybe going away from your corn-soybean rotation into, say, vegetables. And in some respects, getting more diversity in there can be a great thing, but a lot of these farmers, they have their rotation set, and they have programs that are kind of created for, a 2, 3, 4, 5 and beyond year cycle. And so looking at these types of decisions can't just be a 2018 thought process, can it?
No, you're absolutely right. And really, if we look at the last several years across a lot of commodities, in particular dairy and grain, we've seen reduced margins across the board. And so when we are making some of these decisions, a lot of it is not just a 1 year or 18-month horizon. Even though we're pressed for time and margins are tight, I really stress producers to look at the long-range projections or long-range strategic plan for their business and really start to be able to think about making decisions that will impact the business long-term. While this is a down cycle that we've been in for a couple of years now, it's still very important that the decisions we make not just for the short term of the business, but also for the benefits long term.
Yeah, I'm not sure where we're at on this list of 5 ways to increase cash flow, Matt. Have we covered them all, or are there still 1 or 2 left?
I think probably the one area that I would say that maybe is very practical and can help folks out is especially when we look at seasonal cash flows. More often than not, a lot of producers can get by on a month-to-month basis, but it's things like land rent, seed, chemical, fertilizer costs that are kind of once in the year, in a fiscal year, and sometimes they kind of sneak up on us. We know they're coming, but all of a sudden land rent, we have, say, $30,000 of land rent coming due in May. Well, that becomes a big chunk that maybe it's difficult to pay. So I really encourage farmers to work with their bookkeeper, even if it's someone within the family, to lay out what are the seasonal cash flows that really might detriment our business. We need to make sure that we have X dollars available in fall to make sure we can pay the manure hauling bill or the custom cropping bill. Those are really important things to consider because, simply just seeking financing for those types of seasonal expenses and then hoping that things improve at year end and then being able to pay for them isn't a very good strategy. So I really encourage farmers to look at those seasonal cash outflows and how we're going to finance them and pay for them in the long run.
Yeah, as I followed the creation of Compeer, so to speak, Matt, with three really strong farm credit organizations coming together in the Midwest, talking to Rod Hebrink about it, just bringing all of these great resources together under one roof. And for people that would like to learn more about what you've talked about today and all the other resources that Compeer has available, what's an easy first step for them?
Yeah, certainly. I think we have spread out amongst the three states a lot of local offices, and I would encourage anybody who's interested in tapping into those resources to either contact their local loan officer or someone in their local office about what resources we have available. I think we have a tremendous team with a lot of expertise in the agriculture sector, and I think that our people can certainly help them find the resources that they need. The other option is I would encourage them to check out our website, www.compeer.com. That could allow us or allow them to really see a lot of our resources online, and they can access a number of tools that they can use in calculating some margins for their own business. Those are probably the two easiest ways to get a hold of our resources.